This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The globalist's great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
I see you again.
The Alex Jones Show.
Coming down fast. But I'm miles above you, globalist. You may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we finished 1980s. Solid gold. Coming down on you. The left thought they'd bring in Helter Skelter. That's a good joke. I've got loaded guests here today. But witnessing what we're witnessing right now, to see the pendulum swinging back so hard towards prosperity and common sense and to actually track what Trump's doing, his only problem is they're holding up tax cuts that are needed to kickstart the economy and complete the economic victory, which is so much prosperity. People just got to shut up and be successful and just shut up and have a great life and just stop trying to wreck everything. Stop saying Venezuela and North Korea and Soviet Russia is the answer. No, no. Bread lines and starvation is not the answer. No. The problem is then you become spoiled. So I kind of get the problem with so much prosperity of the free market, is myself included. You just can't help but spoil your kids. You can't help but spoil yourself. I mean, it's just, at least I know I'm spoiled. I mean, hear all the people bitching all day. Where you can go have a minimum wage job and live with your friends and have a great life and all the parks and transportation and medicine and everything else. And then you're complaining when you've never been to one of these other countries and have no idea that it's a joke. The victimology of what everybody's got complaining is infantile. And the way men won't take responsibility for things, the way they won't confront problems, the way they lie to themselves as if fiction's in their minds a reality, then they look at me and say, I'm giving you a fraud, because I'm not. I'm giving you as close to unfiltered truth as you're going to get. It's a little bit crazed, a little bit berserker, comes off as psychotic, but it's real. Now, look at the Daily Mail, and I've got this clip. We're going to play this and go to break. I got more of these coming up. Damn it. Come on. You're inflaming everybody. Playboy's White House reporter blasts Trump to show how pathetic Playboy is with their addled captain at its helm. They think it's cool for Playboy to defend CNN. Ooh, oh, how cool. Can we, you know, go to the Playboy mansion with its rotting, collapsing walls and, you know, meth heads running around? I mean, just, I've been invited to the Playboy mansion, by the way. You know what I said? No, 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 no. I mean, you talk about the creepiest, creepiest, creepies. But just imagine to the Playboy wants to ingratiate itself with Zucker and CNN. And, oh, you're outraging people. What are you doing? How dare you inflame people, President Trump, saying the news is fake? That's dangerous. Let us push towards war with Russia. Let us lie. Let us smear people and say everybody should be arrested. And then if you challenge that, you're the one. Stop it. Let me throw a temper tantrum. Here's the clip.
Make the slightest mistake, the slightest word is off. It is just an absolute tirade from a lot of people in this room. But news outlets get to go on day after day and cite unnamed sources, use stories without sources. Have you know, you mentioned the Scaramucci story where they had to have reporters resign.
Come on, you're inflaming everybody.
Right there. I went to this later. I'm going to come back with the whole clip. Imagine Scaramucci suing for $100 million. They admit it's totally fake. It's all on record to destroy him and his family and Trump. I've got lawyers saying I've got lawsuits. I mean, they've said I'm commanding the Russians. I direct the Russians. I direct the Martians, too, in my off time. I mean, this is so crazy. And they go, oh, come on. Come on. Don't do that to CNN. You know, they put them up to it earlier. We'll have you all on the news, you know, kind of reboot. You have results dawdling around. That sounds good. Well, yeah. have his reporter come in and kind of prop CNN up. If you put a bunch of dog turds together, nobody's propping anything up.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
That's what happened with Trump.
She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So easy.
He's probably come out of the bottom of the gallery break without some light. Because devastating the carbon tax, pulling out of the climate accords, devastating the TPP, a decade in secret negotiation, the crown of fusing the Asian Union, the American Union, and the European Union together was the trilateral Rockefeller plan. And to have all this collapsing the year David Rockefeller dies and Brzezinski, it's all the stuff of legend. And history does repeat, it also rhymes. Doug Hagman's riding shotgun with us, great analyst, great reporter, law enforcement trainer, famous private detective, researcher. He's the guy that came on first, day before Eric Prince at Breitbart, and I'm very proud of the great work of Mr. Prince. Don't like what his sister does in the government so much, but whatever. I'm trying to start World War III with the Russians, but released the fact that Wiener was involved, reportedly procuring young women and sexting them. And of course, Hackman had the photos, even got from, let's just say, some folks there in the area, law enforcement. We broke that. So CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, they panicked. They go, what do we do? Well, Podesta and all of them go to this pizza place. David Brock's former boyfriend's there. They have had fundraisers there. Let's go get on Reddit. Let's put a few seeds. Nobody was covering. Then have the news say, oh, it's not New York. It's not all this. It's this. And they focused in on the pizza place and then said that I said Hillary was killing kids in the basement, something I never said. And I went, that's a trap. That's a diversion from all the real stuff. And they go, oh, I made the story up, and then I backed off. No, that's not what I said. That's why they're fake news, folks. I smelled their fake news from a trillion miles away. And they took the fact that I diverted everybody from their lie back to the truth. They take that as if I capitulate. No, I simply pointed out to my crew and everybody else, a month before they accused me of being the progenitor of it, of saying this is a honeypot, this is a decoy, this is a distraction. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't claim to have all the answers, but I can smell this stuff. The problem is there's so much happening, I can't keep track of it anymore. But I told folks about a month ago, I'm not going to get into that. The point is that the gloves have been taken off, and finally the president's listening to that. And the gloves are about to get taken off big time, like we told you over a month ago. You're going to be very, very pleased. By the way, it's time to get Cernovich on. He had to wait a few days before he released his info from his sources very high up in the White House. He said get back with him on Tuesday. I guess today's Wednesday. Feels like Tuesday because I took off part of the day yesterday. My vacations are just coming up here and working on other stuff, not being on air. Because I don't really want to be on air. But Cernovich is doing the fourth hour today, I'm told. And so he's going to have that big breaking exclusive news for you from his sources, which dovetail with mine beautifully. We'll be talking to Doug Hagman here in just a moment. But first, let me get to these, as I said I would. This is a Playboy reporter of that joke failed publication that got so liberal it said it would no longer even have women scantily clad in it. That's the new level of liberalism. Come on, you're inflaming everybody. Playboy White House reporter blast Trump spokeswoman in clash over CNN's retracted fake news story. They did retract. It is fake. They're being sued for $100 million. It's Scaramucci in the White House. It's all fraud. I talked to the White House about this 6 months ago when the president was first getting in office. And they said, yeah, they want Scaramucci out because he was at Davos, the president's sitting, and Russians walked over at the bar and shook his hand. And of course, the CIA's there taking pictures. That's their big proof. And then CNN, yeah, that's stuff nobody knows what I just released. That's CNN then completely just running rampant with all this insanity. Trying to put somebody in prison because they're at a multinational corporate diplomatic function. But imagine, this is all out, and they're like, how dare you? You're inflaming things. Yeah, you want war with Russia. You want to bring the radical Muslims in. You want race war. You say kill the cops. All this social distortion. And then Trump simply says you're fake news, and then it's his fault, and some squawking, tantrum-throwing Playboy reporter throws a fit. Here's the clip.
If we make the slightest mistake, the slightest word is off, it is just an absolute tirade from a lot of people in this room. But news outlets get to go on day after day and cite unnamed sources, use stories without sources, you mentioned the Scaramucci story where they had to have reporters resign.
Come on, you're inflaming everybody right here, right now with those words. This administration has done that as well. Why in the name of heavens? Any one of us, right, are replaceable, and any one of us, if we don't get it right, the audience has the opportunity to turn the channel or not read us. You have been elected to serve for 4 years at least. There's no option other than that. We're here to ask you questions.
Right.
We're here to provide the answers. And what you just did is inflammatory to people all over the country who look at it and say, see, once again, the president is right and everybody else out here is fake media. And everybody in this room is only trying to do their job.
Hit pause for a minute. You've got Acosta and others that admittedly say Trump didn't visit Scalise in the hospital, all these other fake stories constantly. So this is how they turn the tables. They've been caught lying. They're being sued. It's all coming out. They're having to admit it. They're on video saying we put out fake news about Russia to destroy Trump. They're caught. They're top producers on tape. There's resignations, firings, CNN's collapsing. This guy gets up bitching and complaining like Trump did something with a big piece of gum in his mouth. Talk about a hack loon. They'll probably make him the head of CNN now. Here, hear me. Let's finish the clip. Here it is.
I disagree completely. First of all, I think if anything has been inflamed, it's the dishonesty that often takes place by the news media. And I think it is outrageous for you to accuse me of inflaming a story when I was simply trying to respond to his question.
I've got more clips coming up as he rides shotgun with his Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report, HagmanandHagman.com. I always, you know, get you on and throw out all these issues, but what do you want to tackle first? What's on your radar screen, Mr. Hagman?
Well, hey, thanks, Alex, for having me on. After seeing that, perhaps I might have to ask Jim if he wants some cheese with his wine. it's just ridiculous at its face. That whole situation is ridiculous. But the bottom line, what I've found here is that sometimes we get lost in all of the minutia of what we talk about on a day-to-day basis. And sometimes we have to, at least in my view, take a step back and understand really how we got here, who the players are and where we are going. And I think that's kind of like what I'd like to do, just kind of give a brief recap, but also let you know that obviously Circuit News and others had come out with the verification that Andrew McCabe is under three separate investigations by the Senate and Department of Justice Inspector General's office. And I think this is key because as we look at what's taking place inside the Beltway, we got the McCabe under investigation. Again, three separate investigations. You've got, as Matt Bracken, a friend of your program, has stated last night in our show, three swamp lawyers in the form of Mueller, Comey, and McCabe. Under the gun right now, or really facing the wrath of the Trump investigations under the Trump DOJ, which I think is going to be, according to my sources right now, is going to be the tables are going to be turning against these swamp rats, against these swamp lawyers. And Mueller could very well find himself on the chopping block. This is the news I'm getting right now. Regardless of the optics that might have, the Nixonian references and such, it could very well be where McCabe or Mueller could be.
Trump's no Nixon. The mainstream media was dominant in the 1970s. They are the enemy and hated right now. They are worse than garbage.
Indeed, yeah. So, you know, and we're also looking at kind of lining up the players. Everything right now is opposition research. And by the way, I came across your name in unmasking the intelligence here of late, or not of late, but and I think you might want to verify this with Mike Cernovich when he comes on. That people close to Obama had the authorization to unmask intelligence reports: Susan Rice, John Brennan, and Loretta Lynch, and. Along with that, the surveillance of, at the same time, or approximately the same time, the surveillance on key Trump allies, ranging from General Flynn to Eric Prince to Sean Hannity, also included InfoWars, yourself, and others in the media. So, Brennan was the one who ordered Susan Rice to unmask, those Trump allies. And I thought that was rather interesting in the timeline that we're seeing. So, but what we're seeing here is all of this opposition research, whether it's Fusion GPS, the author of the Trump dossier, and of course the company that was hired to dig up dirt on Mitt Romney back in 2012, in 2015 hired to investigate Planned Parenthood, and then of course the author of the Trump dossier and the GPS, Fusion GPS was founded in 2009 by three Wall Street Journal reporters, one with direct connections to the Hillary Rodham Clinton campaign. I think that we're looking at the opposition research there, along with CrowdStrike, how they
and again what they do is they make up pure whole cloth baloney. They don't actually do research.
No, exactly, and this is what we're seeing. We're seeing the flaying of this opposition research material, much like the much discredited Trump dossier. Now we're seeing a lot of their investigative work product, investigative in quotes, coming out and being totally false and provably false and proven to be false. Now we're seeing the blowback from this, and all of this, you know, the view from that cruising altitude, Alex. When you look at things, you can see how the moving parts, whether it's the Seth Rich homicide, the Pettigate story, as you had mentioned, surveillance, the unmasking, they're all working together.
Then let's look at big picture when we come back. Do you concur that they're in full panic mode and in retreat, but are planning counterstrikes? We'll talk to Mr. Hagman straight ahead.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you.
face on things unless it's really good stuff happening. And the whole world's waking up. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play some video and get Mr. Hagman's take on it. It's HagmanReport.com. The name of the show is Hagman and Hagman. He does it with his son, but the website's HagmanReport.com. Our site's InfoWars.com. And don't ever underestimate the power of you, the listeners and viewers, taking action, tweeting InfoWars.com, Facebooking it, Facebooking and tweeting the local radio station that you're listening to. Telling folks at the grocery store about that local AM station or FM station you're listening to. Tell folks about HagmanReport.com. This is a war. They've got artificial intelligence. They've got computers. But people are seeing through it. Humans shine when they're under attack. And just because a lot of people are liberal zombies doesn't mean they can't be woken up. I agree they're saying kill us, and a lot of them are horrible people. But maybe one out of 100 liberals is actually a brain bug. One that knows they're evil and knows what they're doing. Most of them are arrested development mental patients, and I say that lovingly, but they have to admit that they're in a cult. We'll talk about that with Doug Hagman coming up. In the short segment, Doug, give me the 30,000-foot view, then give me the 5,000-foot view, then give me the on-the-ground view from, I know you've got amazing sources, the state police in both New York and in New Jersey with their great intel, and also the FBI. But the word I've got is the entire intelligence agencies, the government, everything, knows that the globalists were going to try to kill the country, knows they were going to try to basically merge us with Islam, understood how horrible the end game was, and a lot of these folks aren't perfect. They just aren't signing on to the end of prosperity. I think the globalists' biggest failure is they want to sell austerity, and the average person implementing it is going to end up poor, too. Why would anybody get on board with this?
Well, it's that thought that, hey, it's not going to affect me. You know, I've got mine, too bad for you kind of thing, kind of mentality. And I think that that's the big lie that we're being fed, or the American people are being fed. When you ask about the larger view, I would say this. The closer that we are all getting, you're getting, everyone is getting to the truth with respect to really what the war against Donald Trump, the war against the people who care about this country.
Why is the deep state so scared? What do they have buried?
Well, there's a lot of things. One of the golden threads is the I'll bring this up. It's uncomfortable to talk about. It is the human and child sex trade. It is huge when you take a look at it, given the fact that there are rat lines all across northern Africa into Saudi Arabia, into Europe and such. You've got drugs, money, these rat lines, but the currency.
Sybil
right
Edmonds
now,
of the FBI exposed all that. She said, "My gosh,
she did.
It's child trafficking, everything."
Yeah, and that's kind of the currency of the elite. That's kind of what the that's the golden thread that runs through.
It used
all
to be art and gold. Now it's children.
And unfortunately, it is. And that, you know, the emails that were discussed about Podesta and such, all part of this. But when we get too close to this, and we've seen this happen, you get too close to this. What's the blowback? The blowback is going to be on an international level. I do believe in the crosshairs, and I think this is going to be, based on my sources, a couple of sources within D.C. saying, look, we push too hard on this, or they push too hard on this. You're going to see something happen in Syria. You're going to see an international incident, a false flag type thing in Syria, and an engagement with Russia. Because
that's what I said yesterday. The final kill switch they've got, the dead man switch, is World War III. Just like the EU, they're trying to get out of it 10 years ago, and the EU minister said, we will start a war if you don't do this.
Exactly, and it's better to deflect with an international conflict or a war than to be exposed domestically here. So take it international when we're in trouble domestically, and I think that's what we're seeing right now. At least that's what I'm being told, and I think that when you take a look at the players here and at the epicenter of this whole game, when you look down upon this and you see all the moving parts, you see the Hillary Clinton, the Bill Clinton Foundation, you see the same people that were in the Clinton White House, the opposition doing opposition research for the Clinton White House, involved in Fusion GPS. You see the DNC, the same players on the DNC, involved in changing the vote counts and messing with the voter gerrymandering, we'll say. And then, of course, enter Seth Rich, the Seth Rich homicide. People get too close to that. We're looking at a number of possibilities, a number of different options by the globalists to shut up those people who want to uncover the truth. And the blowback is going to be severe to those of us who are trying to expose this.
When I say so the severe, Empire Strikes Back is start a war, have hit teams kill some journalists to shut folks up?
Well, I have no doubt. Or you kill journalists or just make it so uncomfortable or just pull the
They're already trying that, though. I love it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because don't they get the universe is a two-way street?
Well, yeah, I think there's that God complex in their heads. They literally believe that they can.
Yeah, what is it about psychopaths and pedophiles? They think they're invincible, even when you're strangling them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wonder if the aimless life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Sent me an image. It's powerful. I want to get the HD of it, put it up behind us.
just like a blind.
It's an image of Trump in the White House that says, America is back. Not that Trump's perfect, as I've said 1,000 times, but he wants prosperity. He's not trying to make you poor. He doesn't want to sexualize children. He doesn't want to break up families. He doesn't want to screw veterans over. He's not a bad guy. America is back. That is powerful. Yeah, I'm going to get that image in HD because my buddy just sent me a screenshot of it. I'm going to put that behind me. That's powerful. Another image, we were just online looking at Getty Images, which we subscribe to so we can use it, is the giant migrant boats who aren't even Libyan, just pouring through Africa as a new business that the caliphate runs. Hundreds of thousands every few months of North Africans just pouring in, and there's not a woman amongst them. But this is the children and the refugees, and these are economic migrants. The population is just exploding in Africa, exploding in Asia, exploding everywhere, going towards 10 billion in the next decade. We're at almost 8 billion right now, and the thing is, these migrants get here, and then they're weaponized by the liberal media and by the Soros groups that actually fund them to bring them in. So now even NATO's got involved shuttling them in. They just get a few miles off the coast in their rafts, their Zodiacs, and they get into the other boats, and it's a shuttling service, this main invasion force. We'll get Doug Hagman's take on that, but that's why you're seeing movement against this in our governments, is because this is the planned implosion of not just the third world, but the first world as well. Briefly, this has been sold out since January. And we come out with new products, and I produced 10,000 bottles of something, thinking, well, that's a big run. That'll last 6 months. And it sold out in a week and a half, 2 weeks. MycoZX is the next level probiotic. We have Biome Defense, 50,000 live cultures, the very best strains out there. We keep it air-conditioned here, ship it to you cooled. But MycoZX doesn't need to be air-conditioned, doesn't need to be kept, you know, at 55 degrees or whatever. It is known compounds that are totally natural and organic to support normal fungal and yeast balance in your gut. Proprietary blend of herbs and enzymes made with the highest quality ingredients. Ladies and gentlemen, the media is demonizing me for selling probiotics. I love it. Everyone knows probiotics. I mean, Bill Gates is the main investor now in these new probiotics coming out, not with us, but medical level probiotics, because all the pesticide that bioaccumulates inside the food gets in your gut and then kills the good flora. And then mutated bacteria, yeast, and molds and funguses fill that. That's known in mainline literature. And so we're like, yeah, let's come up with the very best probiotic. Dr. Rubin is spending a decade trying to finally get it just right. He has it. It's amazing. I mean, I have people that work in this building, a lot of them who are in the military, eating that horrible food for years. Irritable bowel, you know, all sorts of gut disorders are off the chart. I said, take a probiotic for a month. Here, take our brand. Change their life. I said, now take it 3 times a day. The media says I'm evil, that I want to sell you a swindle with no proof, as the nation says. Why would I want to sell you something that doesn't work? I want you to buy it again and again and again because I take it. I treat you like I want to be treated. And it's like so alien to the leftists who are such predators and psychopaths and control freaks and study how to manipulate people because they're such cowards and filth. That's not who I am. I'm not you. I'm not Eric Alterman or whatever his name is at the foundation-funded, you know, failed joke organization, The Nation. I mean, I set out to have the best sleep aid. And I said, why am I buying 2 or 3 bottles when I do need to take this to sleep? Because L-tryptophan doesn't work unless you take it with melatonin, if you take valerian root. And I found kind of comboing these up will make you sleep like you're dead. If I'm all wound up and stuff and, you know, been working 18 hours and can't go to sleep, had too much coffee, you know, melatonin worked a little bit, but if I mix it with L-tryptophan, it would work better. I thought, well, wait a minute. It's $19 for a low dosage of melatonin, but I happen to know it probably costs them $1 to put it in the bottle. Why don't I just put 9 ingredients in? Then it costs us like $6-7 and sell it for $19.95. And it blows everything else out there away. Knockout. It's got lemon balm, chamomile, the L-tryptophan. That's what's in the turkey. It's got the melatonin, the valerian root. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. There's an example of what I'm talking about, and they demonize that. But here's the bottom line. The all new Micro ZX sold out in its first shipment in Christmas into January. It's taken almost 6 months to get more because it's so hard to source the ingredients that are in it. Go read about it at InfoWarsLife.com. Believe me, this is not, you know, where you have planned scarcity, so then, you know, it's the hot Christmas toy where they have a story, you know, by a PR firm. Oh, this toy sold out and everybody wants it. This has been sold out for almost 6 months. And it'd be probably one of our best sellers if we could keep it in. But again, it's hard to source all this and have it be California standards. But we do it. We know we're a target. But really, I think it's a gimmick. I mean, you know, there's more lead in the air than there is under California standards. But somehow we're able to pass it by throwing out so much, going through so many buys, and going to the right companies. But that's why some of us were sold out for a while. It's back in. Today, I'm excited to announce that a limited shipment of Micro ZX has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse, as we do have thousands of listeners on the waiting list to receive out-of-stock products like Micro ZX. We are once again expected to sell it very, very soon, unfortunately. Micro ZX is formulated with a proprietary blend of potent botanicals and enzymes to support normal fungal detoxification by helping your body break down aggressive yeast and funguses. It removes the slime covering that gets in your guts, is what group says. All those, it works. You can get 10% off when you sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsLife.com. Save 30% off on Micro ZX and get the gut health support pack when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Micro ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Micro ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again for 10% off when you choose auto ship. And it's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on here and tell you what it did for them. Because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we have free shipping throughout July. I think I'm just going to extend the free shipping because everybody loves that. Not just orders $50 or more. We got BrainForce 30% off, Supermel Vitality 30% off, Survival Shield X2 30% off, Z-Shield 30% off, that's the heavy metal detoxifier, and so much more. 40% off of sortable foods, but some of those specials have to end this week because we're selling out a lot of them, so I'm not going to sell out. I'm going to hold back a little bit at regular price until more comes in. So if you want to take advantage of that, do it now. Now, shifting gears. Hagman, Doug Hagman of HagmanReport.com, investigative journalist, law enforcement trainer, just a great source of information. He's joining us to break down how he's saying they're getting ready to try to strike back at the new media, strike back at Trump, having big victories, but we have to be ready for, they had their offensive, we had their counteroffensive, now they're desperate counterstrike. They've intensified their lies, their hysteria, their calls for violence in July. The Soros group has doubled any previous funding for the cop killing groups. Hagman, what do you expect?
Oh, it's going to be an interesting summer, to say the least. But Alex, if I may, just deviate from the topic just for a second. You were talking about your gut health protocol. The reason my schedule, your schedule didn't sync up this month. My wife was taken to the hospital. My wife was just a health nut. It can run circles around me. Was taken to the hospital on May 30th. Had emergency surgery at 3 o'clock in the morning. And long story short, I'm not going to get into the big...
I didn't know that. Sorry to hear that.
And no worries. I mean, she's fine now. She had emergency surgery, but it was an intestinal issue that was related to exactly what you were talking about with respect to, you know, the intestinal health. She had no problem any other time before that. It just suddenly stomach pains.
It's all over the literature that mammals, bats are dying. They're finding just guts are just full of basically mutated yeast and fungus that is mutating because of all the pesticides we're eating, and it's just eating the guts, basically.
And that's exactly what one of the naturopathic doctors that she sees said. Look, the whole problem stemmed from years upon years of the polluted food, basically. But I just as and thank you for doing that, because I have to say, that people, if they do what you recommend, perhaps they won't have to go through emergency surgery and have all those problems. So thank you for having
me. No, thank you. We just come up with whatever we're using, whatever there's in the big fancy clinics the elites are doing. We try to then produce it ourselves and bring it to the general public. Because the elites, if you research just Bill Gates and gut health, he's putting his main funding into that because they know that's the big crisis. That's the way they're going to, quote, make all their money is with $1,000 drugs and surgeries and things and gut vaccines instead of just introducing things that have already been killed back into our stomachs. It's very simple. There's pesticide in the food. It's killing the normal bacteria. The mutagens are there. And there's known herbs and things that are known to knock out the mutagens. And I'm not giving advice here. That's my own research. Thank you for the support, though.
Well, no worries at all. But to answer your question, to get back on topic here, look, and I do believe this to be the case. People are asking and have been asking me, and perhaps have been asking you, what happened to the emails, the Huma Abedin, the Anthony Weiner emails? What happened to that investigation? Based on the recent, and I mean within the last 72 hours of information from my source, look, according to what they're saying is some of the things that we have seen with respect to raids, a raid, for example, in Detroit of a house connected to the Muslim Brotherhood was an artifact or some collateral information from the information taken from the Huma Abedin /
And again, you with your sources broke and broke mainstream the day after that the emails and the sexting and all of that. And, of course, she's tied into the Muslim Brotherhood, the Wahhabis. That's why there's this alliance with Islam, is that it's got pedophilia rampant in it.
Exactly. And if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong on this, I have not verified this through my additional source, but you've got some alleged movement of Jeffrey Epstein into some of the Arab countries, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar.
No, that was confirmed with Bill Clinton. He flew to a known sheikh as an admitted pedophile.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm interested in the cargo on that aircraft right now, according to the information I'm getting. So that's just, I'm tossing that out there. But the investigation's far from over. The payback, and I think people underestimate Donald Trump. They look at the tweets, and they believe it to be some type of mental Tourette syndrome, the middle of the night. Oh, I think I'm just going to tweet this out. Based on everything I've heard, these are very calculated tweets to really mess with the heads of those people who are attempting to take him down. And there's a lot of mistakes being caused because of the underestimation.
Look at how he bluffed Comey with the tape stuff. Yeah. And then Comey had to come out and admit, okay, nobody ever tried to get me to, obstruct justice, blah, 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 countervailing his fake memo.
That's right. Now, it's my understanding as well, there will be another, in air quotes, bombshell coming out against Donald Trump by the corporate media and by the deep state.
So they're going to segue out of Russia into something else?
They are. Now, I'm not exactly 100% sure what that is. I haven't been able to determine that, but there's something coming out that's going to be extremely damaging to Donald Trump, whether it's going to be relative to Jared Kushner or some other potential opening. I'm not sure. But watch for that between now and, even perhaps with the Friday dump. I don't know. To let it stew over the weekend. That's supposedly coming out. But but Donald Trump has been advised, according to my source, on this, and there will be a pushback like you've never seen. And specifically with the Senate Intelligence Committee, as well as the Inspector General of the DOJ, looking at Lynch and looking at Comey.
Well, that's the word I got, is that Trump knows the gloves are off against him with made-up crap, so he just goes, go ahead, gloves are off on them. He needs to hit them early, not later like Nixon did.
Exactly. Yeah, now this really has...
Now it's a race to indict.
There it is. And who's going to be the first to be indicted, and how many more after that, and which side's going to back first? And that's the question that we're looking at right now. But I think Donald Trump has the upper hand on this across the board.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know people that know him well. I mean, the guy is super goody-two-shoes. I mean, all he eats is like ice cream and cake. That's his guilty pleasure.
Two scoops, but yeah, it's
really. You believe he gets two scoops and you don't?
Yeah, that's the narrative, right? Of course. Paging Jim Acosta.
Back when I ate ice cream, it's like 5 scoops. Yeah. You're watching TV, get the whole...
Well, I mean, look at me, you know. I can tell I like
he lost a lot of weight. You look great.
Well, thanks, man, as you do, too. But, you know, it's this right now with respect to doing the autopsy on what has happened, the postmortem of the Hillary campaign, and that's still going on.
By the way, I just called this segment for YouTube the postmortem on the Democrats. So it's funny that you just said what I just told them the segment was called.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So applicable indeed. But when one does the postmortem, or one looks at the fruits of the postmortem, I think you're going to find the fingerprints of Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, of course, on the on all of the opposition research.
They were totally arrogant. They rigged everything. They thought they were invincible. You're just saying everything in WikiLeaks, but even worse.
And exactly. Even worse, perhaps, is the operative phrase here. And look toward some of the minor players to turn states' evidence, especially when they get before the Senate.
And that's why they seem so arrogant and confident. It's not confidence. It's reckless, cornered rat behavior.
There you go. Yep, exactly. And I don't want to see, and to those people listening, if it seems like, well, this is old news, or, you know, you're just rehashing it, look what the mainstream media does with respect to the Russian narrative. Sometimes, you know, we have to pull back a little
bit. Well, this takes time to develop this stuff. This is all happening now, because they've got fear in their eyes now. Well, where do you expect them to go now that they're totally hysterical?
Well, again, I think that one of the big issues is going to be some international event, including but not limited to Syria. I think that they're going to have to do something with respect to Russia. I think that the neocons, the never Trumpers,
they're the real problem.
Very much so. I think they've been drooling for a conflict, a world conflict. Russia, of course.
Let's be clear: the Democrats are knocked out of the game, becoming a coastal party. But we still have to face the Republican establishment that's just as bad. And I agree. You see them. You see Nikki Haley saying any other events in Syria, we're blaming it on Russia. Well, that's a green light for the rebels to launch a false flag. I mean, that is absolutely obvious. Doug Hagman's our guest. Hagman.com, HagmanReport.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Doug Hackman's our guest for one more segment. But I'm James Leslie Rawls popping in to give us his view on the world. I intend a lot of days this week to open the phones up, but not so far today. We may have some time to open the phones up at 1:30 here in about an hour from now, about an hour and 5 minutes from now. I've been running around during the breaks working on other news, a bunch of other clips. We have a new Project Veritas video they've released of Van Jones admitting it's all a big nothing burger. Russiagate's made up. We know that. It's the Democrats historically in bed with Russia. And I'm not a Russophobe. They're not communists now. Hollywood hates them because they're becoming Christian. But foreign governments are involved in lobbying. China is literally 20 times more involved. The EU is way more involved than Russia. Russia is a mid-level player, folks. All they've got is energy. And they've got some high-tech stuff, but Trump, if you look at what he's doing, bringing us back as a dominant energy exporter, is really hurting Russia. And Russia's not even really mad about that because they understand Trump's against the carbon taxes, so is Russia. I mean, I really don't find a lot of fault with Russia because I've studied what they're doing, and they're not offensively meddling or trying to take my rights. It's George Soros and the globalists that are doing that. Doug Hagman, is that an accurate statement?
You know, this whole Russian narrative issue has just been pounded ad nauseum. It's losing its steam, and of course, with the release of part two from Project Veritas, Van Jones explain his comment. You're going to see this rush for the exits by the mainstream media, by the corporate media, and I think this makes it very dangerous. And he pointed this out, and I think everyone should really understand this. When they're cornered rats or when they're looking for the exits, this is when bad things happen. And I would really, really caution everyone to really pay attention to current events, to what's taking place around them. And the only other thing I really wanted to close with very strongly is I think you're going to see many key people luring up, getting lawyers, criminal defense attorneys, in anticipation of having to testify before the various intelligence committees, as well as the investigations that are opening up, not including but not limited to Andrew McCabe and others. And I think that you're going to see some movement as well by Donald Trump. He's going to make some definitive moves to close ranks. And
I was about to say, I'm not a police state guy. I'm not against the police. I'm against a police state like Venezuela. And the media tries to confuse that, like, I hate cops. No, I hate bad government controlling the police.
Right.
But I don't want an offensive around these people up. But if they're foreign-funded, trying to kill the president, trying to overthrow things, trying to have blood in the street, we have a responsibility to move against them when they're involved in open racketeering. I want to go to break in 5 more minutes. I know you have to go. But I want to ask you about that and how we stop the civil war that they've already basically kicked off, that they want to get a lot hotter. That's coming up here in just a moment. But let's go out to break with Van Jones. Here's Van Jones on the Nothing Burger.
Continue with our American Pravda investigations inside America's mainstream media with part two on CNN. Fake news. The Russia story. You're about to see one of CNN's most prominent left-leaning political commentators in total agreement with President Trump. They think this might be the first time this has ever happened. Maybe it's because he didn't realize he was going to be on television. And as Chris Cuomo has said, sometimes that's when you're the most honest.
Hey, man.
We're going to come back with this. We're going to be back in 70 seconds. Third hour straight ahead in Mike Cernovich.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Imbrix